I want to welcome you to episode 1222 of the Geek News Central podcast for Monday, August 28th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at GeekNewsCentral.com/GoDaddy. You can support this show today at GeekNewsCentral.com/Insider or simply PayPal.me/geek news. You can always pick up Ohana gear at cafepress.com/Ohana store. Hey, I want to give a warm welcome to all of the longtime listeners of the show. And of course, if you're brand new to the podcast, thanks for being here. It's great to be back in the saddle. And I am doing a show remote today. I am in Florida for the week. Lots to share, lots to get you guys caught up on. But if you're brand new to the show and want to make sure you visit geeknewscentral.com and subscribe to the show and newsletter, you can do that right from the main page. Of course, you can visit Geek News Central, of course, daily to read the great content put out by our team members. If you have a comment on today's show, you can email it to me at geeknews@gmail.com or follow me on Twitter @geeknews. You can follow our Slack channel or join our Slack channel just by sending me an email, geeknews@gmail.com, and say you want to join the Slack channel. You can follow on Google Plus or on Facebook just by searching for my name. You can watch this show on the Roku via the Tech Podcast channel or on the Apple TV. You can listen on your Amazon Echo. You can listen on Stitcher. You can watch on Blueberry.com, or you can tell your Google Home device to play the podcast Geek News Central. Partner shows include No Better Than Average with Jacob and Jeff, The Gadget Professor, Mr. Don Bain, The Pro Gear Site, written by my team here at Geek News Central, and of course, The New Media Show with Rob Greenlee and I, and of course, The Podcast Legend Show. This show is sponsored by GoDaddy.com, the longest-running continuous sponsor of a podcast known to the podcasting space. You can get details on GoDaddy products and services at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Everything from 99cent.com's 30% off on new product purchases, $1 a month for the first 12 months, including a free domain, whether it be managed WordPress hosting or just regular standard web hosting. Again, all those deals where you can save a ton of cash is again available at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Of course, we want to thank GoDaddy for continuing to sponsor the show, and thank you for your support of the sponsor as we continue to move forward in this journey. So again, today's episode 1222, and Ohana, I'll be very, very frank. I'm wiped. I had a great week in LA last week. As I had talked about before leaving for Los Angeles, I told you there would be no shows. Everything went good. Had a good show, had a good turnout to my sessions. You know, I just really could not ask for a better week. And then, of course, this horrible storm that is fast, or basically, you know, currently pummeling the Houston and Corpus Christi area, was impacting a number of folks who were at the show. And late Friday afternoon, United called me and said, hey, bud, your flight going through Houston on Sunday, we want to reroute you because we don't think it's going to happen. And of course, hindsight 2020, it did not happen. We had shut down runways and canceled flights all over the place. So United rebooked me. And because they were rebooking literally thousands of passengers, my trip that would have normally got me in here to Florida Sunday at 1 p.m. End up me getting into this area at about midnight the same day, or, you know, almost today. So, in retrospect, I probably should just FedEx stuff here instead of going home and doing a turnaround. But, one didn't really know what was going to happen. So Saturday morning, left the hotel about 5 a.m., got to the airport, got checked in, got on my flight to Honolulu, got home about 10:45 local time, had my son pick me up. I went home and immediately started washing clothes and changing what I had to change out in the suitcase, and about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Now, I had a few more hours because a flight didn't leave until 9 Honolulu time, but there was a huge accident in Honolulu, and my wife was worried because of the severity of it, whether or not it was going to take us, how long it was going to take us to get in town. So we left the house at 4 p.m., so I was at the house 5 hours. Yeah, it didn't take us just a little over an hour to get into town, which is 30 minutes longer than normal with no traffic, so it really didn't end up being a situation, but got to the airport, got checked in, landed in San Francisco 5 a.m. Sunday morning, then set in San Francisco until almost noon before I flew to Chicago. Did about an hour and a half, and we were lucky. We were actually late getting out of San Francisco because of whatever reason, and got to the basically to the airplane about 20 minutes before boarding, and down here to Florida. So got into Florida about 11-ish. Got my bag, which a miracle made it. Went and picked up my rental car, and I think I got into the hotel 12:15 or something like that, and then I had client meetings first thing this morning, but I'm burnt toast here in a big way. Now luckily Kirk has put together a pretty decently short show for me tonight. Maybe he knew I was going to be in this situation, I don't know, but please bear with me as I get my stamina back, because it's I'm definitely behind the power curve, but wanted to get a show out for you, and thanks for being here and letting me be off last week, of course. Now, for all those of you that are listening to the show later, maybe you have not had power, maybe you've been flooded out, God forbid. But, you know, this hurricane and ongoing rain in the Houston area is devastating a lot of people. And you're seeing rain, of course, or have seen rain that's just unprecedented. So over on lifehacker.com, they've got an article about spotting scams that are preying on folks, you know, post-hurricane here. So, you know, they've got you know, information on shady charities, information about contractors and so forth that are going to be coming in and be able to figure out if they can be vouched for. You know, also, if you're being relocated and you have to find a new place to stay, you'll never pay a deposit or credit check fee before you've seen a place you'd be renting. Again, don't rent from someone you've never seen or met, and don't ever give, of course, your bank account information, credit card number, or bank wire info over the phone or the internet. So finally, be aware that anyone claiming to be a FEMA endorsement or has FEMA endorsement or certification, that stuff just doesn't exist. FEMA does not do that. So just be aware that a lot of people out there are going to be trying to prey on people that have already had, you know, been devastated. So just heads up for that, and keep your eye peeled for scams and everything that's going on. Hey, I want to say today I'm recording with a new bass recorder. It's called the MixPre 6, and let me know what you guys think of the audio quality from tonight's show. Of course, with the storm, 911 centers and cell towers and cable networks are down. I think the total number right now is a little over 220,000, but, you know, 17 emergency call centers have been out, so there's lots of stuff that's going on here. In 55 Texas and Louisiana counties that are part of the disaster area, 320 out of the 7,800 cell sites were down as of today. And that's 4.1% across the area, but a few Texas counties, the cell blackout affected more than 80% of cell sites. So the cell site coverage outages were largely 94.7% in Aransas County, 18 of the 19 site down, and 85.2% were in Calhoun County, 84.6% in Rufijo, and 51.7% 8% in San Patrico counties, in and around the Houston, mostly Houston and Houston and Corpus Christi area. So lots of outages are out there affected by this storm. You dump that much water and, you know, just keeps pouring. It's horrible. So our hearts go out to anyone that's been affected. Any of the Ohana out there, please let us know if you've been affected so we can see what we can do for you. You may not listen to this show later, but I understand that. So again, our hearts go out to you and hope that you're surviving. I had 37 days without no electricity after Typhoon Omar many years ago when I was living in Guam. We had water the entire time and did not get flood. Well, we had 6 inches of water running through our condo when the storm was in progress, but we have tile floors. At least I had tile floors in Guam and really wasn't affected besides, you know, mopping it up and cleaning it up later. But, excuse me, for those of you that have carpet in your houses and, you know, it's devastating. So anyway, we'll keep our, we'll probably do some charity stuff for you down the road here when that gets going. But let us know how you made out. One woman, her name's Kim France, she's a realtor, and you would expect a real estate agent to get a lot of calls. But during a five-day stretch in June, her cell phone was flooded with so many junk calls it was almost impossible for her to answer legitimate ones. She received over 700 calls a day. It was some sort of robocall, but they weren't selling anything. She would answer the call and there would be no one there. So they did some studying on her, on this attack. And it's the first that they know of where someone actually, it appears at least, to have paid someone to harass her over a 5-day, period. And, the bunch of people looked at this, but it's really something that's relatively easy for people to do. And I'm sure there are some script kiddies out there that have, for a few bucks, will inundate someone's phone for a number of days. So sad to hear that this happened to this woman, but there was really not a lot she could do about it. I know that I get a lot of junk calls on a daily basis, and oftentimes I'm letting stuff go to voicemail, and I do miss a call from time to time that's legitimate, but it gets a little old when you're trying to, fight off these robocallers. But I just can't imagine 700 calls a day. I think I would just turn my phone off. So many sites today are essentially vying for our attention, and when we load the pages, oftentimes a video or an audio starts playing, and just like this page just did right now. So let me, this is so ironic. Okay, let me go ahead and mute. So this article is about how to mute tabs in Google Chrome. There's going to be a update to Google coming where you can basically put a kibosh on auto-playing videos for good. Soon you'll be able to silence the worst offending sites permanently, saving the headache searching for a mute button over and over again, just like I did. That's so funny. This is at lifehacker.com, and they wrote an article about telling us how to silence their own website, which was ironic, but anyway, this update of Chrome is coming, and you're going to be able to permanently flag pages that are, doing this on a regular basis and being very annoying. So, Life Hacker, you're going to get added to the permanent ban list from letting me listen to your shows. Another one that's big on this is Bloomberg. They happen to do auto-playing of videos all the time as well. So Amazon is, in the next article, Amazon is cutting whole food prices as much as 43% on the first day. Of course, we know that the internet giant bought the upscale grocery chain for $13.7 billion. Some prices in the store were unchanged, but favorites like avocados are cheaper, fish was cheaper, So a big drop in price. So example here is Whole Foods organic bananas went from 99 to 69 cents. You had responsibly farmed Atlantic salmon fillets went from $14.99 to $9.99 a pound. And that's really, really kind of equivalent to most other grocery stores. Responsibly farmed tilapia went from $11.99 to $7.99. I'm not a big tilapia fan. Organic large brown eggs went from $4.29 to $3.99, down 7%. Animal welfare rated 85% lean ground beef per pound went from $6.99 to $4.99, still about $2 higher than I would pay. Organic avocados, again, $2.79 to $1.99. Funny, you know, we want to get into that. What else was Fuji apples per pound, $3.49 to $1.99. Organic rotisserie chicken, $13.99 to $9.99. Costco sells rotisserie chicken, $5. All right. So anyway, this is the, so now it might be a little bit cheaper to shop it at Whole Foods. So maybe some of these items will allow the common man to be able to afford to shop there instead of having to, you know, give away your second born when you go there to shop. Article over in Tech Dirt talking about IoT devices providing Comcast a wonderful new opportunity to spy on you. We all know that the Internet of Things, your smart refrigerator, your internet-connected TV, you know, everything that's connected to the internet that is not your computer is an Internet of Things device. And largely, these devices are not very secure, and they're often not sending stuff even over a secure network. You know, encryption, though, doesn't stop ISPs from knowing which Internet of Things device you have, nor does it stop them from seeing when we use those devices. In a Princeton study, ISPs could track a user's sleep patterns by detecting when a sleep tracker was connected to the internet. It also revealed that the ISPs could identify when a home security camera detected movement and when someone was watching a live stream from their security camera. So there's a lot of things we have to look at. Smart energy meters, I've got one of those at my house. Actually, my solar panels are tied to an internet-connected connection. Basically, it goes and, you know, calls home to mama and tells the performance of the solar panels. So, you know, we know that Congress recently voted to kill consumer broadband privacy protection solely for the financial benefit of Comcast, AT&T, Verizon, Charter, etc. And before, ISPs had to be entirely transparent what they did with that data. Now they do not have to do that. But, you know, we need a way to cut down on the snooping abilities of ISPs. One possible defense involves deliberately filling a network with small amounts of traffic. This could be done by running all your internet traffic through a VPN and then programming the VPN to record and play back that traffic, even when the IoT device is not in use, making it tricky for ISPs to work out when a particular device is, being used. But you have to have an unlimited bandwidth plan to do that, or you're going to get charged for using too much bandwidth. But the Internet of Things just gives the ISPs another opportunity to see what you're doing online. Not surprising, mobile carriers AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile all say they will be providing residents of the areas hit hardest by the storm in southern Texas free calls and data services during the storm and recovery efforts. The carrier says that both prepaid and postpaid plans in Houston and surrounding parts of Texas will have some sort or all of their cost waived. So that's nice for a lot of people that are on the phones, and it's their only means of getting on the internet, being that their house power is out. So nice of them to do that. Nice charity write-off for the, you know, for the mobile providers. So definitely check with yours, make sure that you are getting this free data. Tech firms have teamed up to take down the WireX Android denial of service bot. Half dozen tech companies, some of them competitors, issued the exact same press release today, which is an unusual activity of cross-industry collaboration, caps a successful effort to dismantle WireX, which was a new crime machine comprising tens of thousands of hacked Android mobile devices that was used this month to launch a series of massive cyber attacks. So they are working together to shut this down and locking off this traffic to be able to stop it from doing click fraud and everything else that it was doing through people's Android phones, those that had the infected apps. Pancreatic cancer is devastating, largely because and oftentimes it is not detected in time to save the patient. But there is a new test that's out there. Team developed an app called Billy Screen, and with a smartphone camera, it uses computer vision algorithms to detect the level of the chemical bilirubin in the whites of a person's eyes. With pancreatic cancer, bilirubin, which is also bilirubin levels start to increase, and eventually it turns the whites of the eyes yellow, which is also the case for hepatitis. However, when the yellowing becomes noticeable, the cancer is also very developed. Billy Screen is able to detect very low levels of bilirubin and provide users with an assessment of whether their levels are high enough to indicate possible disease. This is easier and cheaper than a blood test, which is the traditional test for the cancer and can be done before any symptoms start to show. So it's all about catching it early. So they provide either a special box or a special set of glasses, and it's really not glasses. It kind of looks, they've got some special color coding around them, and you take a picture of your face, and then the app decides whether or not you should go get tested or not. So pretty cool. This kind of stuff is going to be continuing to show up in our lives, and we're going to be able to be able to detect some of these horrible diseases long before we would, and just because maybe our health isn't 100% right. So glad to see that this is coming. Hey, NASA tracked the rainfall that was going on in Houston, and they've had to safeguard the James Webb Telescope. So basically what they've had to do is, you know, mission control is in Houston. So they've had to, you know, basically shut down the Johnson Space Center, and they had critical staff on board, but they used the Aqua spacecraft to basically measure the temperature of the clouds to be able to determine how much rain was going to be dumped, to be able to get some really, really good indication of what, you know, what the flooding was going to be and where. But they've also made sure that the James Webb Telescope is not in space yet, was protected from any potential flooding as well. So that's what's happened at Johnson Space Center. Also, there's a new cool video about NASA's Cassini speeding past Saturn's rings. There's a new view, a new video. I'll have that link up in the show notes for you to check out. I did not see the Mayweather versus McGregor fight. That was happening when I was airborne, and for those of you that watch those kinds of events and did the pay-per-view, at least you got 10 rounds to watch a couple of guys dance around the boxing ring and take punches at each other. So it appears that, you know, even though millions of people were glued to their television, there was just a surge in streaming privacy. There was all kinds of embeds and streams that were basically put online, and there was a huge surge from about, on average, about 4 trillion bytes a second when the fight started to a peak of about 8 trillion bytes. That was basically the amount of stuff, data that was being streamed out there that was actually the piracy streams. And so that was crazy. I saw one friend of mine that was doing YouTube Live with his cell phone. So, but they say that there was about 4% of the traffic was illegal, which, you know, in the scheme of things, Towards the end of the event, 3.5% of the total bandwidth consumed on the network came from these pirate streams. So a lot of stuff. A lot of people wanted to see the video, the fight for free, and I guess they did. Over at Android Central, they've got five reasons you should switch away from Verizon. You know, I think these folks have a major beef with Verizon because they're running all kinds of articles all the time on this. And they're talking, basically this time they go into coverage, price, video throttling, phone choices, and better prepaid plans and give you some options there. So I'll have that link up in the show notes for you to check it out. Congratulations to Mark Zuckerberg, baby number two is here. And so they named the child August, and you guessed it, August was born in August. They wrote a letter to their daughter and posted it online. So baby number two for the Zuckerbergs, congratulations. How to sell your old phone before the new one arrives? Well, you know, you're going to get a chance here to sell an iPhone soon. I'm going to talk about, rumor is September 12th is the date that they're going to announce the new iPhone. But, you know, a lot of people want to sell their old phones. My family, they just kind of get handed down. But, you know, there's lots of places to sell. Sites like Swappa and eBay or person-to-person marketplaces. You don't want to clean up your phone and do all kinds of stuff to get it ready. You know, some sites like Gazelle may post additional offers on social media and let you know that, they're offering a premium on phones. And so there's different promotions like a 30-day price lock. And, you know, sometimes they even go longer. So if you want to get rid of your old phone, this is a chance to do that. And you can make some cash. But don't forget to disown your phone. You know, you may have removed all the dust and dirt from it, but now you need to clean it from within, and that means formatting. Your iPhone or Android phone is more than likely connected to your personal account, so you need to disconnect all that and do a factory reset before you set it in. And of course, you'll be able to look and see how much it's worth online and you can get a good price for it. Craigslist is a good way to sell a phone too. I've done that. All right, you have 3 days left to comment on the FCC's plan to kill net neutrality. So probably after this show, you have two. So final comments are due this Wednesday, August 30th, by the end of the day Eastern time. So once the comment period closes, the FCC will throw all those reviews in the trash and use it as a guidance to not consider our thoughts. They're actually supposed to review. We will see if they do. Aston Martin, yes, that's a car company. Aston Martin is the latest car manufacturer to announce an all-hybrid or EV future. Its CEO says 1 in 4 Aston Martins will be purely electric by 2030. The large majority of us can never afford an Aston Martin, but for those of you that can, an EV version is coming. Also, there's a new 3D printer. It can print materials as strong as steel. You hear that? You know, a few years ago, 3D printing was supposed to be the next big thing, but progress has been slower than those in the industry had hoped. Of course, the cost of 3D printers come down, but they're not much more capable than they were when they cost thousands of dollars. Part of the problem is that printing with flimsy plastic limits what you can make, but a company called Markforge thinks it has a solution, carbon fiber-infused nylon that can be as strong as steel. Whoa, that's cool. So, be able to print carbon fiber. That's exciting. The company claims that its X5 printed material can replace machined aluminum in industrial applications. The key is marked Forge thermoplastic fiber filament, which incorporates a strand of continuous fiberglass into the carbon fiber for added strength. So printing a part is with one of these printers supposed to be 50 times faster than carving it out of aluminum, wow, and 20 times cheaper, as there's no wasted material. So we will see whether or not this is the truth or not. But cool stuff if it is. Hey, by the way, Oreo, we all love Oreos, right? I love Oreos. Matter of fact, if I start eating Oreos, it's very hard for me to stop. But Oreo version 8, is actually Android 8.0 is the code word Oreo. So as Google's Android 8.0 Oreo release makes its very way slowly into the world, you may find yourself facing a puzzling new question, what now? And there's a lot to just digest with Oreo after all, and some of its most interesting additions aren't immediately obvious. So there's some updates to snooze notifications, there's a picture-in-picture, there's notification channels, there's themes that you can set your phone in, you can do smart Wi-Fi settings as well. You've got expanded native file manager, which is supposed to make your phones faster. You can adjust your device's nightlight. You can turn on the accessibility button very easily. And that's just a few of the things in Oreo, or in other words, Android 8.0. Link will be up in the show notes. Andy Rubin's Essential Phone is finally shipping. This is finally actually happening. Did anyone of the audience buy an Essential Phone? I want to hear from you if you did. How is it? How was it? How does it work? Did you get your money's worth? Is it cool? Is it like rocking fast? So I want to hear from any of you that got an Andy Rubin Essential phone, Android phone, of course. If you got one of those, let me know. I want to hear about it. I really, really do. So a lawsuit blaming iPhone for student's death by texting driver has been defeated by Apple. A judge has agreed with Apple that it has no legal duty to combat distracted driving. This judge is missing a lawsuit brought by a family of a 20-year-old Minnesota college student who blames Apple for his 2013 death by an iPhone-wielding texting teen. The dead boy's family claims that Apple had a legal duty to prevent the texting while driving, and it could have used patented technology it has developed to prohibit motorists from driving while distracted. And so anyway, the judge didn't buy it. So it was a tentative ruling, though, meaning the deceased boy's family gets a chance to try to convince the judge to change her mind, but it'll be a big uphill battle for them. So interesting move on that part. Hey, a tech support scam, which cost victims $120 million, the FTC's been able to get some of that money back, and this goes all the way back to November of 2014, when they had shut down two massive telemarketing operations. It appears that they only get about $10 million out of them, so they're going to have to pay fees, and that money will be split, but they did not say how many people will get refunds or what the typical refund amount will be, so anyway, tech support, be careful. They shouldn't be calling you. You should be calling them. In a very, very scary update, China is forcing internet companies to end online anonymity. China's cracking down on censorship once again, but this time things are a touch more serious. According to new rules published by China's main internet censor, net citizens who want to post comments online will now have to register their real names. They can still use a pseudonym, but those names are tied to their real identities. These new rules come ahead of the Communist Party's 19th National Congress, which convenes this autumn and is usually a time when the regime tightens up the ship and they don't want people walking and talking and saying bad things about the government during that period. So, wow, just can you imagine that? You have a nickname you're using on a website, and the only way you can use it is if you register with the government. Your information, papers, please. You shall put your papers online so we know who you are. Again, iPhone 8 launch event date said to be September 12th. So we'll keep you advised on that as things move forward. Also, if you do go to Whole Foods, one thing you're going to see is they've got Amazon Echo specials. So they're calling them Farm Fresh devices. It's kind of funny. How many of you that used to shop at Amazon or Whole Foods will not be shopping there anymore? Love to hear from you. Facebook has decided they're going to deny ads to repeat promoters of fake news. What do you think? Why would they have? Why were they allowed it in the first place? I guess it's all about the money, right? But Facebook will deny ads to repeat promoters of fake news. And the sharing network hopes to hit hoaxers where it hurts the most, in their pocketbook. Burger King, I don't know how they got away with this, but Burger King launches its own virtual currency in Russia. Cryptocurrency, aka virtual currency, is all the rage these days. Bitcoin, arguably the leading virtual currency, has nearly quadrupled in value in just over a year. If such speculative trades are not your cup of tea, perhaps you'd feel better acquiring Whopper Coin, Burger King's very own virtual currency for customers in Russia. Yes, Whopper Coin. You can't make this up. It is not April 1st. It's not April Fool's Day. Whopper Coin, and it has only been launched in Russia so far. Customers receive Whopper Coin tokens via digital wallet whenever they purchase the chain's signature Whopper burger. All Whopper Coin transactions are powered by Wave's distributed ledger network. This blockchain performs enables users to issue and transfer custom blockchain tokens, which can then be traded on an integrated peer-to-peer exchange. Okay, enough on that. Anyway, Whopper Coin. I haven't ate at a Whopper, at a Burger King. Can't even remember how long it's been, to be honest with you. DJI, they're pulling drone app plugins that swipe too much user data. They don't like it when the U.S. Army says, we're not buying your drones no more. Probably they were buying them by the pallet load. So the company's pulling some plugins and updating the software so it doesn't call home and share critical information that its end users do not want shared. Also, Uber has a new CEO, and they've endured all kinds of craziness over the past year or two. So we'll see what this new CEO is able to do. I don't have very much detail on him, but this article over on Strat Techery is basically highlighting all the insanity that's been going on over there and what this new CEO is going to have to do to come in and clean house. Also, if you live in New York City or New York State, New York police have scrapped 36,000 Windows smartphones. Yes, the city spent millions on the phones last year as part of its drive to bring the police force into the 21st century. And the woman behind the purchase, Deputy Commissioner for Information Technology, Jessica Tisch, praised them for their ability to quickly send 911 alerts to officers close to an incident. There was only one problem. She chose Windows-based Lumia 830 and Lumia 640 XL phones, and Microsoft officially ended support for the 8.1 software that they were running. So, oh man, sometimes you just like, wow, something so obvious, it just blows you away, right? Anyway, that brings me to the end of the show today. And I know a few of you went to the eclipse. I got a couple of emails. I think I got one from Robert. He said, Todd, you asked where listeners are driving to see the eclipse. My fiance and I are leaving tonight from Pittsburgh, PA, heading to Cumberland Mountain State Park in Crossville, Tennessee, to see a little over 2.5 minutes of totality. And yes, I got the Roomba, Robert. It's working great. I love it. Except when I'm not home, no one empties the little trash bin. So that's okay. It's still, when I'm there, it's awesome. Also got an email from Richard. He says, hey, Todd, no, I will not be driving. I live right smack in the dab of the path here in Lexington, Kentucky. I can't wait. Our whole company is taking the afternoon off to eat moon pies and drink some Sunny D. Get it? Sun and moon. Yes. Ha, ha, ha. They bought 150 pair of eclipse glasses from the fake Chinese website. I'm just kidding. We are pretty excited. Love the show as always. Richard, how did the... Those of you that got to see the eclipse, how did it go? Did you were you whoa, were you wowed? Or, just let me know how it went. And do you have any pictures? And was it worth the drive to go just see a couple of minutes worth of this? I think I watched the eclipse 10 times on the internet and got to hear people, wow. So anyway, that's going to bring me to the end here, folks. I told you a fast show tonight. And here's the deal. I'm going to cheat on you for tonight. There's going to be no show notes, as you already found out if you've been to the website. I'll get my act together Thursday and have a full link of show notes for you. I'm just zombie. And I'm looking over my shoulder at a king-size bed, and it's going, Todd, come here. Hey, everyone, thanks for being here. Geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com. We appreciate your comments, and thank you for being patient with me. And I'll be back here Thursday for a regularly stacked show with everything that I normally do. But everyone, take care. I'm glad to be back. And we'll see you at the end of the week. Everyone, take care. Aloha.